This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Zoe Strauss takes pictures of her Philadelphia neighborhood. Boarded up buildings, damaged people. The images have grown into her one-woman Philadelphia public art project that puts the pictures she's taken back into the community, under freeways, and most recently on massive billboards around the city. Strauss's work has earned her a Pew Fellowship, a spot in the Whitney Biennial, and the billboards, all 54 of them, were part of an exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. From member station WHYY, Peter Crimmins has this profile.
Zoe Strauss lives in a working-class neighborhood in South Philadelphia. There's an Acme grocery store, a Dunkin' Donuts. In January, she watched one of her photographs unfurling on a billboard above a dry cleaner.
No text or logo. I want people to take a lot of questions away from the billboards and make their own narrative about it.
This image is the close-up of a face of an elderly, heavyset woman with short, curly hair on a field of sky blue.
I live at 13th and Dickinson, and this woman lives across the street from me, Antoinette Conti. It's just neighbors. It's just neighbors up on the billboard. And there's like a whole longer like thing.
That whole longer thing is what made these images an art installation. This South Philly neighborhood is changing. Antoinette Conti, a second-generation Italian-American, is the old guard. She has lived here almost a half century.
She said, "You're South Philly. You're my idea of the neighborhood. Antoinette, I want to take your picture." I said, "Okay, Zoe, whatever you want is okay with me." She said, "Now this is the thing. Your picture will be near the Acme." I said, "Okay, Zoe, whatever, you know." I thought it was going to be on a tree. You know how they nail the... We're having a yard sale or something? Not knowing it was going to be as big as Gibraltar.
In this neighborhood, Italians like Conti are being replaced by Mexican-Americans and Asian-Americans. 6 weeks after Antoinette's image went up, Strauss replaced it with one of her newer neighbors, Fernando Trevino. So in effect, the billboard was edited like a movie, like consecutive frames on a strip of celluloid. One image replaced another, and a third meaning emerged. Strauss points to the top of the billboard, where you can see clustered spires of a cell phone tower behind it.
When you step back a little bit, that ring, that's the cell phone towers, looks like a crown on top of the billboard. So this piece is called La Corona. La Corona is both the crown in both Italian and in Spanish.
Zoe Strauss is not really a photographer. She sees herself primarily as an installation artist. About 12 years ago, someone gave her a camera for her birthday, and she used it for a project called Under I-95. That's where she would tape her photos to the concrete columns supporting an interstate overpass in her neighborhood. She wanted her pictures to be presented outdoors in an urban setting, and these billboards are a much larger extension of that idea.
She breaks outside of the museum, and she brings the whole city into it with the billboards. And to me, it's a giant theatrical operation using photographs as the sort of tokens.
That's photographer and writer Alan Sekula. He was involved in a billboard art project last year in Los Angeles. He says the strength of Strauss's pictures is not how each stands on its own, but how they fit into a larger system of interrelated meanings.
When you see a picture of Zoe's where someone's showing a scar, that then links to other scars, other injuries, other afflictions that you see in other pictures. And so these threads repeat. So I think it's partly cumulative, and it's the effect of more than one image.
Images from tough neighborhoods populated by damaged people, bad teeth, gunshot wounds, an arm scarred by 100 tiny cuts, earlobes split open where earrings used to be, boys flipping over abandoned mattresses on the sidewalk. Some of this might seem exploitative, but Strauss says she's just trying to connect with people.
It's coming out of an interaction, and both the interaction was very strong and the image was very strong. And so I'm not really looking specifically for one thing, but just a moment in which it seems like there's going to be an interesting exchange.
Since starting to take photos, Strauss's career has taken off. She's landed a book deal and a spot in the Whitney Biennial, yet the pictures she takes are still just people she meets on the street.
Some of them are actually very joyous images, although the final image is one that is open to interpretation and can offer the idea that someone might be in a difficult moment. I'm often drawn to people who have a strong sense of self. That's actually probably the strongest thread that runs through the portraiture.
After 10 weeks, Strauss's images were taken down and all the billboards reverted back to what they were. That enormous picture of Antoinette, which became Fernando, is now an ad for a local auto body shop. Its meaning shifted yet again. For NPR News, I'm Peter Crimmins in Philadelphia.
And you can see some of Zoe Strauss's photos on our website, npr.org.